From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Officials moved against terror suspects in three European countries today. Police in Britain, Germany, and Italy carried out separate raids, detaining at least five men. In the English city of Gloucester, police discovered explosives in the home of a 24-year-old man. Investigators say he may be linked to Al-Qaeda. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
After carrying out a surveillance operation on a home in the western city of Gloucester for more than a year, British domestic intelligence agents believed they had gathered enough evidence to raid the premises. Martin Baker, the deputy chief constable of the Gloucester Police Force, made the announcement late yesterday.
Gloucestershire Constabulary officers working with the Metropolitan Police Service arrested a 24-year-old local man who's British and of Asian origin at his home address in the Barton Street area of Gloucester. The man has been arrested under Section 41 of the Terrorism Act on suspicion of involvement in the commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism.
The man has been identified by local media as Sajid Badat. He is of Pakistani origin and a student at the College of Islamic Knowledge in the town of Blackburn, about 150 miles north of Gloucester. Another man was arrested in Manchester on similar charges, but police have refused to give further details about that arrest. It's not clear what Sajid Badat is alleged to have been planning, but police have confirmed they found a shoe bomb inside his home, similar to the type used by convicted shoe bomber Richard Reed. Last January, Reed was sentenced to life in prison for trying to destroy a passenger jet as it flew from Paris to Miami. Police official Martin Baker said initially the neighborhood around the home in Gloucester was evacuated.
Explosive material was found on the premises yesterday and has been removed safely. Consequently, the local people were allowed back to their homes at about 10 o'clock last night. We're confident that there isn't a danger at the moment by any explosives on the premises.
Police have also carried out a search of the College of Islamic Knowledge, where staff members today did their best to distance the institution from the man arrested. Already, top British officials like Home Secretary David Blunkett are saying they believe Sajid Badat is connected to Al-Qaeda.
It is the belief of the security and special branch services that this man has connections with the network of Al-Qaeda groups. That is why he's been arrested under the Terrorism Act 2000. We would not have taken these steps if we didn't believe that this individual posed a very real threat to the life and liberty of our country.
Whether or not a link to Al-Qaeda can be ascertained, UK terrorism expert David Claridge says there are an increasing number of followers, but perhaps fewer leaders.
Al-Qaeda meant something quite specific around the time of the terrorist attacks of the 11th of September. Since then, it has changed. It has become much more decentralized. It has become much more of a confederation, if you like, of groups, like-minded groups. And my view is that Al-Qaeda is much more of an idea on a global scale than it is a coherent organization.
Meanwhile, anti-terror police in Germany and northern Italy arrested three men of North African descent thought to be recruiting possible agents to carry out suicide attacks against Western targets in Iraq. The Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera said the alleged cell is known as God is One and sought volunteers from the North African community in Germany and Italy. According to Italian police, two more suspects wanted remain at large. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.